Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Two new board members. Casey Rabian and the unopposed candidate, Channing Booker, mm-hmm. last night. And again, we just did some normal business at the school, looking at the budget, just budget workshop to see where we're at this particular point. And we are looking very good at budgeting, balancing our budget for the school district going into August, so we feel good about that. We're planning for the new school year. Even though the school ends, we're fast and furious with administrators to begin the planning for the next school year. And so very busy there. The also, we discussed school calendar. I was here last time, and we passed District of Innovation. And again, we readjusted our calendar just 3 days. We're starting 3 days earlier in August, which will be August the 18th. And we also adjusted for the livestock show in that calendar, too, because it was January the 7th, I believe, and it moved to December the 2nd, 3rd. So we put the 3rd in the calendar for our student holiday to cover that.
December or January?
Oh, sorry. It was in January, and we moved it to December.
Okay.
I believe they changed the dates, and so we adjusted our calendar
accordingly. Just check it.
Sorry.
That's okay. So we're going to start on the 18th.
The 18th, yes, sir.
All right.
And we also discussed, when I was here last time, we discussed federal monies coming to the school district, ESSER, which is Elementary, Secondary, and School Emergency Relief Fund. And, of course, we're coming up with plans to use that. To the district, it was $2.6 million. Again, the...
For both of them?
No, that was just the ESSER. It's called ESSER 3.
Okay.
ESSER 3, that we had $2.6 million, and we have to come up with a three-year plan on how to utilize those funds. Again, it comes with special rules. Special rules with it. And then... we also, just a couple of weeks ago, I know it's off, but we have ESSER 2 money. So ESSER 3 came out before ESSER 2. And ESSER 2 money, those funds are out there, and it's $1,170,000 to the district. And we have to work that into the...
Are there any specific sort of guidelines or parameters that you have to stay within? You know, the money can only be used for...
Yes, in the ESSER III funds, the state and the federal government were very specific about 20% of it would be used for 20% it would be used for learning loss when we took off at the beginning of COVID that March, and then students who were remote learning. We were very fortunate though in this community because we were out that first when COVID hit that end of that spring. Sure. And then we brought our students back to school, and we're very fortunate that we did that because, our kids, based on some of our data that we've gotten back, we really did well considering the circumstances, and we're very fortunate we brought our students back. Yeah. And there are other things that that ESSER money can be used for, and the state, of course, has lined that out for us as far as that. Now, ESSER 2, we're still getting information on ESSER II dollars. The first thing that the state's going to do with that ESSER II money, they are going to use that federal money to take what they called hold harmless attendance. So with school starting this year in COVID, a lot of our schools across the state lost enrollment and attendance, average what they call average ADA, which funds our schools. And so what the state came in and did early in the year said, okay, first 12 weeks of school, we're going to hold you harmless for ADA. We're going to look at last year's ADA, average daily attendance, and whichever is the highest, we're going to give your school district. And then as we continue to go on through the year, the state said, okay, we're going to hold you harmless for the whole year, and we're going to provide money to districts, you know, to shore up their budgets to make sure there's no shortfalls. Well, federal money's come in, the state says we're going to take our money for ADA, and then we're going to give you what's left over.
Okay.
But the good thing about our small rural communities, we've been in school.
Yep.
And we've had good average daily attendance, and so we're going to be in good shape there.
There were, I guess it was yesterday, in the news stories on across the state about a lot of the big schools, big school districts, announcing that they were not going to have any distant learning at all. Again, mm-hmm. they're going to do basically the same thing you've already done.
Yes.
Here is go back to all in-class sessions.
Absolutely.
And so the rest of us, like we always do, said, what kept you so long? We've already done that.
Exactly. And I'm glad we, as a community, moved forward and brought our kiddos back.
To go back to the board a minute, did they reorganize the board?
No, the board will remain the same.
Okay.
Mr. Eric Bierman will continue to be the president, vice president, Mr. Cook, and then Connie Locklear will be the secretary. So the board arrangement, the cabinet, okay, remain the same.
It stays the same. And then there's an opening.
Yes, opening that we have, which is Mr. Ed Hernandez's position.
Right.
Right now, the board has 180 days to fill that spot. I know that the board had posted out in the paper mm-hmm. soliciting for folks to come in, and I believe they've had one or two.
Okay.
one or two express interest in that. I cannot.
But the position that's still open.
Still open. You just, yes.
Got plenty of time to do that. Okay. I just happened to think about that.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, other than that, it's business as usual. Yes, sir.
The enrollment. Into school enrollment?
Into school enrollment, we're at 990 for enrollment. And it held pretty steady throughout the year from 982 to 990 mm-hmm. in that area. I would anticipate more students coming back into the next school year. And I say that because I've gotten a few phone calls from parents saying, well, we kept our kids home the entire year.
Yeah.
And we'll have to come up with a plan on how to catch some of our students up.
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
So do you consider just across the board an issue of trying to make sure people are caught up, kids are caught up, just from the whole two-year exercise? Is it having an effect, do you think?
It'll have effect on some of our students. However, again, the key for us and some of our smaller schools, we've been in school, so it's been good. And now we'll have some of those folks that I just shared with you that have called in and said, oh, my student has been at home all year and no school, and that's not what we want.
No.
For them. So it has had an impact on some, but again, I believe for the majority of our kids, we're very fortunate to bring them back to school, so they're there with a teacher.
Very good. The other thing that was on the agenda that I noticed was the construction projects. You've been working doing a number of things throughout the year.
Yes, and one of the construction architect, Clifton Stuckey with Reliance Architect, will be in next month to give us an update on. Really, we're finishing out the school. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much finished. We're waiting for a couple of little pieces, punch list items, security at the hardware at the secondary, at the middle school and high school to be complete. But we're pretty much caught up there, and hopefully next month we'll be done with that project. Now, the elementary school that had the water damage, it is coming along. It's coming along great. The rooms have been 14 rooms at the middle school and 14 rooms at the elementary school and 3 rooms at the elementary school. Elementary school, all the sheetrock and painting has been done, so we have fresh coat of paint in all those rooms. Flooring is in, and we're ready to get the furniture back into those classrooms. And right now, we currently have our cafeteria being at the elementary school with new tile. It's going in today, and Mr. James Petty is helping us out with that and doing a great job.
The other thing I was thinking about was the high school where you have the new facility.
Yes, Career Center.
Yeah, the Career Center. All finished?
All is finished. All is finished with the building. We're just waiting on new asphalt in front of that facility. But our teachers are moving their items into those rooms at this time. So we're excited.
Yeah, you ought to be. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You bet. Hector Martinez, the Superintendent of the Brady Independent School District, with us this morning here on the morning program. Glad to have you. Thank you very much, Dr. Martinez.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.